Isa Nusi Garcia Rodriguez is a former Miami City ballet dancer who suffered a stroke in 2012. After his accident, the right side of his body was paralyzed, unable to dance professionally. But in his recovery, he pushed himself to develop another passion, painting. Today, Rodriguez is opening an exhibit, an evening of art with Isa Nusi unveiling a renaissance. The exhibit tells the story of his journey through his rehabilitation. And some of the artwork are ideas from his choreography, and others reflect his Cuban heritage. Now, he's going to present his artwork at the public in the Design District tonight, starting at 7 p.m. Now, he's married to current Miami City Ballet dancer Christy Nicole Garcia. And this weekend, we visited the exhibit while he and his wife, his team, and him were setting up the artwork. And we started by talking about the days and months after Isa Nusi's stroke and how he found himself moving toward the canvas.
After he had his accident, I wanted to understand some of the recovery and what that was like, because you spend your life trying to become great at something, mm-hmm. and now all of a sudden it's not there anymore. And I want to know your thoughts too, is what that conversation is like when you know that the life you know has to change. And you have to go in a different direction. What was that like for you, for both of you?
That's not easy. And I always try to steer Isa in the positive direction, to think about the things that he has. Because the doctor said that maybe he wouldn't walk, or maybe he, let's just put it this way, that he said most likely he wouldn't survive. And if he did, his quality of life wouldn't be maybe good enough to want to survive. So just to think about how lucky that he is to be able to do everything he can do and to look the way that he looks and to be able to paint and dance a little bit and do and live.
But someday I'm going to dance. Someday I will dance. I have my here that I get like that sometimes, how you say?
Seizure.
But I don't care. Of course, I would love to dance.
So in the recovery process, when did you start painting? ¿Cuándo empezaste a pintar? And why? ¿Por qué?
After that, I come from the hospital. I went to my apartment, and I couldn't talk. So that is when I start to talk to Chrissy, please, can you pour me my canvas? But when I even talk, I was like, come here. I just want for my choreography. I said, like, Isa, I don't understand. So please, if you can say, I put it with the canvas. Anyway, I start painting. And then she was like in the forest in the morning. She's like, what are you doing? I said, like, look, this one. So I start doing that one, that painting there. That was with choreografías.
You guys were talking through painting.
Yes, in a way. He was really frustrated that he couldn't dance, and he had no way to express himself. And one day he just started painting again. So
he had always been painting?
Yes. Since I've known him, he's painted. Since he was a little boy, he's painted for fun. But after his accident, it's become way bigger in his life.
Now take me to that first time he did paint to talk to you, and what was going on at that point?
Actually, the painting's not here right now, but it's the one with the brain. It's the painting of the dancer with the brain. Remember, that was your first one. It's not here. But it's a painting of a brain that has a bunch of little sections, and it has all of these memories in it. And I would say that was the first. I feel like he was trying to tell me, like, I remember all of these things. And I think.
So this one is the one that I put in my head, in mi cabeza. Is because I said, like, please, I want to do all my choreografía, not just for my choreografía. I think in my head they come with the right in my head, you know? So se fue para la derecha. Y por eso yo decía que todos los bailarines venían.
I'm looking at this painting, and I see you, and the left side is just you, dancing, or at least in a very powerful pose, and the right side is a tree. So basically, that's the side of him that was paralyzed afterwards, and that he couldn't move. When you see that, what are you translating? What are you gathering from all this? When you look at his work, what do you see?
I see a story and a timeline in all the paintings, especially now that I see them all out together. I can see different periods of time of his recovery. I can see things that he was feeling in that moment, maybe good things, maybe frustrations, maybe dreams. And like he was talking about before when he made the choreography painting, what he was trying to say was he would dream about it. He would sleep at night and think about it, and then the next day paint what he was thinking.
What I want is that everybody in my painting, I just want that everybody know for me is for in his apartment or his life and his house or whatever, looking, and even if you are like that, you just looking and say like, wow, I love it. This, you know, it's not just like TV. Sometimes it's very good for noticiero and everything, but when you see this pintura, it's like, wow, I love this mar, el mar. If I can dance, it's a lot of things. I don't know what to say.
You hope to inspire people.
Yes.
I look at you right now, and you look healthy.
Yeah.
You're moving. You're
One, two, three, four, five.
You're dancing. I mean, you move like a dancer. You look really good. You look fantastic. But right now, how do you feel?
Yeah, I doing choreography a long time. Yeah, now too, I did it for Romeo and Julieta. It's like a dance for folklore, teatro. That was too very good too. I did painting with choreography.
With the costumes.
Yeah.
You painted the costumes.
Yeah.
Where do you think this is all going to go for you? Is it you're going to stay with your painting? Do you want to go back to dancing? What do you think is going to happen?
No. I want to paint all the time. And I'm going to do choreography. And I would love to do... I would love to dance, man.
After all this recovery and everything that you've been through, how is life different for you now? For you?
For me? I don't know. At first it was more different, and now it's more normal. So at first, right after his accident, it was really different. We had to go through a whole process all over again to get to know each other again and find ways to communicate with each other. And now it's way more normal. And now we've kind of learned, we have our little groove going. Not to say that it's always super easy. Sometimes we still have our moments that it's difficult to communicate, but I guess we're just normal people.
And I also wondered from you as well, is what message you would have for people? Because again, he spends his life, anyone who spends their life devoted to something and then it's taken away, that's not easy for most of us, but we have to adapt. What's the message you would have for people? Because obviously he's adapted, you've adapted. This is, you know, what would you say to folks about that process?
I would say don't give up and think positive and think about everything that you have. Don't try to, even though it's hard in the moment, try not to dwell on everything you don't have. And that is very difficult. But try to be thankful for what you do have and make the best of it. And I guess that's what I tried to do with Isa all the time. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, but try not to be too hard on yourself either and just take it day by day.
You could see the timeline, this whole story of all this work. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what's the story you would tell people who are coming in to see this for the first time, how they should view it? Where do you start? What is this telling them?
Oh, let's see. I would say my advice would be, as you go around, just to, like Issa said, be inspired, and as you look at the paintings, try to find little things, because every time I look at his work, I see something new. And I feel like maybe it's not the same as what Issa was thinking, but he wants everyone to be inspired when he looks at it. Whatever it is that you gather from it, he just wants you to either be happy or enjoy it, or like he said, if you buy a piece, he hopes that that person wakes up and looks at it and feels inspired each day or finds something from it that you like.
And again, I was talking with artist Isanusi Rodriguez and his wife, Miami City Ballet dancer Christy Nickel Garcia. There are more details about this art exhibit, which is, again, tonight in the Design District. And we have photos and video on our social media. Find us on Facebook or Twitter. Look up WLRN Sundial.